In light of increased tensions between the USA and South Africa, the DA has called for a formal review of foreign policy at Cabinet. This includes the adoption of a consensus-based approach to the appointment of ambassadors. The ANC, now a 39% party, no longer enjoy an outright majority and are no longer at liberty to single-handedly determine South Africa's foreign policy without consulting their partners in government. Section 231 of the Constitution is clear that the negotiation and signing of all international agreements is the responsibility of the National Executive. In other words, the multi-party cabinet established and regulated in terms of the GNU's statement of intent. Sections 18 to 19.3 of the statement of intent specify that all decisions taken by cabinet must be taken on the basis of sufficient consensus. Sufficient consensus exists when parties to the GNU representing 60% of seats in the National Assembly agree. In light of the critical need to grow our economy and create jobs, South Africa's foreign policy must now be driven by an unwavering commitment to our country's domestic growth, rather than being dictated by the African National Congress's historical and fraternal allegiances. Under the GNU, South Africa's embassies across the world must now be staffed by suitably qualified and appropriately trained professionals capable of impartially representing our miracle democracy.